What's up, everyone? It's another episode of Draw and Talk. Today I have a special guest with me. His name is Fraser Campbell. His imprint is Cabal Comics, and he is currently running a Kickstarter for a comic called The Edge Off. Fraser, nice to have you on.
Yeah, hey, Tyler. How's it going?
It's going good. Thanks for being able to do this, because it's kind of late where you are right now.
Yeah, it's not too bad. It's getting on for about 9 o'clock at night. Yeah.
So I saw you tweet on the Twitter. That's how we came into contact, and you were talking about why you need to start making your why you wish that you had started making comic books sooner.
Yeah. I guess I was out on Saturday night. I had a couple of drinks, and it just sort of came to me to go on Twitter and just say that. I guess. Just the reason being that I've been making comics for a few years now, and it's just the best thing. And it's there's so many ways that you can persuade yourself not to do it. There's so many reasons not to make a comic, but if I have a message of any kind, it's just like just blast past all the, you know, any way you can, and start doing it, because making comics is the best thing I've ever done, and it's the most energizing and fun thing that I've ever done. And it's if you have it and you that's something that you want to do, then you should be moving heaven and earth to try and get it done.
What stopped you? Obviously, it sounds like you've always had this desire to make comic books, but there were some things pushing you away from actually finally doing it. What were some of those things, those setbacks that were like?
Sure. Well, I guess mostly confidence, which is odd, really, because I've always written, and I've been moderately successful. I've had things on the radio over here, and I've had plays produced and stuff, but comics has always been my first love. And so I guess I was always I was always worried that if I made a comic and it wasn't great, wasn't as good as I hoped or as well received as I hoped, then it would really crush me. So I guess that's one of the things that held me back, I guess. But yeah, there's lots of other practical reasons as well. Obviously, if you're I'm a writer, I don't draw unlike yourself, so there's lots of practical things like getting people to work with, and just getting familiar with the process of actually making a book and stuff like that. It's all fairly daunting, or it can be, but I think once you pitch yourself in there and just turn that switch in your mind that this is something you're definitely going to do, then just maybe stage it out, it starts to become a little bit less of a kind of impossible idea and becomes more doable. Maybe if you think, instead of maybe wanting to do like an ongoing series or a 12-part series or something like that, you maybe just try a short. And try and hook up with somebody online, and maybe you should be paying anybody that you're working with. If you're working with an artist, you're hiring an artist, you need to save up and pay them maybe. That's maybe an idea of how to maybe break down those barriers, those sort of roadblocks to getting you to do a comic, as maybe just to think about starting small.
I think a big problem that creators have, comic book writers, when they want to start their story, they want to start with this big epic, ongoing or a 12 issue, and they want to start out like that, but they don't understand the process of making a comic and all the things that need to go in when you make a comic. I mean, it's not just about writing it. Then you have to find the right artist, then you have to pay that artist, and then you have to go through this huge process. And once you have that book, the printing process as well is a whole nother the post production is a whole other aspect.
That sure. Is, yeah. That is absolutely. Overlooked. Yeah, and I suppose when I started, when I basically got myself into a situation where I was sleeping dogs. I had friends who were making books and stuff, and it just seemed to be so. You know, I guess that made it seem more doable. Because I saw, you know, other guys, you know, that I knew, and you know, they were doing it, so that it started to feel a bit like, you know, well, if they can, maybe I can too.
Yeah.
And so once I'd sort of become determined to do it, you then just kind of blunder into these sort of other things, like, you know, the easy part, I guess, is writing the script.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
Yeah.
if you know what I mean, but you know, it's the part you control. And then then the process of finding the artist comes next, and then obviously that's when you run into your first major thoughts about budget and things like that, and you realize how expensive making a comic book can be if you want to go to print. I mean, you know, it's expensive enough, I guess. There's expenses associated with doing digital only and doing online stuff. But if you want to do a print comic, which was what I was kind of determined to do, then that costs a fair bit of money. So I had to save up and you know, do extra work and stuff like that to make that you know, to be able to make that payment to the artist initially.
Mm-hmm.
And then, thankfully, again, just from knowing people on the Scottish comic scene, because we've got quite a vibrant scene here in Scotland and in Glasgow in particular, but really throughout Scotland, Dundee, for example, has got a university program that deals with comics and cartooning.
Oh, wow.
So it's kind of, you know, comics are kind of blowing up here, and people making their own comics is becoming, you know, really, really quite popular. So, as I say, there's a lot of talented people on the scene. So I was able to hook up with a guy called Colin Bell, who is a Scottish letterer. He's done stuff for Image and Boom and stuff like that. And he, as well as doing the lettering for me, like, did all the design work, got everything print ready and stuff like that, hooked me up with a colourist. And so, you know, if I did anything smart, And my first run at making a comic, it was like homing in on you know, the good people who could help me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't really know what I was doing. So yeah,
and that's
another tip, I guess.
And that's important.
Use your community.
Yeah, that's important. That comic book, you know, online, you can meet you know, so many people who are so helpful in making comic books. And I think it's important that you find someone who can hook you up with the right people, like you said.
Yeah.
And maybe like more or less like mentor you, but steer you in the right direction. Because I know there's a lot of people out there who I'll see on the comic book communities, and they'll be leading people completely astray. And I'm like, no, you cannot do that. There's certain practices. Someone said, you know, why there's a lot of talk always on the online communities of, you know, writers saying, why should I have to pay an artist?
There's so many
of those, and you need someone to mentor you and be like, no, this is why you should get this kind of colorist. This is why you should do this kind of lettering. So you finally are like, you know, I'm seeing my friends being able to do this. When you Sleeping Dogs was that your first comic book?
It wasn't really my first comic book. I'd done stuff like years and years before, mm-hmm. but I'd kind of fallen away from it. But really, I would say, yeah, it's the first like sort of proper
you know, comic.
I would be happy to see it on the stands next to another comic book, if you know what I mean. That was the, you know, the first, having sort of become determined to make a comic book, mm-hmm. I would say that was the first one. Yeah.
And you produced both Sleeping Dogs and both Alex Automatic 1 and 2 on Kickstarter, right?
Well, Sleeping Dogs I funded myself.
Okay.
Because again, I was just confidence issues. I didn't have any traction in the comics community. Nobody knew who I was.
Mm-hmm.
So when I made Sleeping Dogs, again, thankfully, because of some of the people that I knew in the Scottish comics community, I was able to get tabling with more experienced guys at cons and stuff, and I managed to sell Sleeping Dogs quite well. It did quite well for me. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, within a few months, people knew who I was and knew that I'd made an okay comic book. And so when we went to make Alex Automatic, I was more confident about going to a crowdfunding platform because I felt as if I had a little bit of a fan base.
Okay.
That I could hit. Whereas before with Sleeping Dogs, it was basically a punt. This was just something that I wanted to do, and I didn't know it was going to get a good reaction. Thankfully, it did.
Yeah, no, that's awesome.
And as I say that, honestly, that's why I'm saying maybe start small, start with a finite plan, and then just take the confidence from your successes and just build it up, you know, because mm-hmm. That's what happened for me with Alex Automatic. One went on Kickstarter and got funded really quickly. Was pretty popular at the cons and stuff, and got good reviews. We were able to do a second issue, which again got funded even quicker, and got good notices again. I mean, Alex Automatic won best comic awards at some of the Glasgow cons, some of the Scottish cons.
That's awesome.
And got well placed and some of the sort of annual top tens on the sort of British comics websites and stuff like that. So we're really chuffed with how that went over. And as I say, you just kind of build on that success and try and build. You know, it's incremental. I mean, you're really going by reader, as you'll know yourself.
Yeah.
You're really fighting for every reader. There's so much great stuff out there. So. Yeah, it's just about building on that and building on that fan base and trying to get more people in and stuff. And that's a lot of the stuff that I've discovered about making comics is really more about marketing your comics and marketing yourself.
Yeah.
That's enormously important. I do a lot of stuff on social media about, probably people who follow me on Twitter, for example, right now, who don't necessarily like comic books are probably muting me right now because I'm slaughtering them with promo for my current Kickstarter.
Yeah.
But when your resources are limited, you have to use the ones that you've got.
Exactly, yeah.
So that's, as I say, these sort of experiences and sort of little successes have built us up to the point now where we're doing a Kickstarter for The Edge Off. With my friend Ian Laurie, who's an artist from Edinburgh, who did a comic book called And Then Emily Was Gone a few years ago, a kind of horror comic out on Comics Tribe. Okay. And that was quite successful for an indie book. It was, it sold well. So Ian hasn't done a book for a couple of years, so. So when we went to Kickstarter with that, we honestly didn't know what the reaction was going to be, but it's been pretty solid mm-hmm. so far, and we got funded again really quick, and we're now sort of blazing through stretch goals, and it's going really well.
And you have also did having Frank Quietly on the cover doing a cover, how much did that help?
Doesn't hurt, does it? We've also got Gary Brown again.
Both those covers are studying.
Yeah, Gary's obviously, you'll know his stuff from me. He does stuff for Image, he's done stuff for Marvel, he does was at Black Road, and mm-hmm. he's got his new book with Steve Orlando, Crude's just coming out.
Yeah.
And he's a terrific artist, but he's from Scotland. Ian briefly went to college with Gary, so that's how they know each other.
Okay.
And Frank Quietly, the studio he used to work at had a kind of open night on a Wednesday night. It used to be run by the comic book colourist Jamie Grant, who coloured All-Star Superman and Hellblazer and various other things. And he owned that. That was his studio.
Uh-huh.
And so he liked people to come around and have a drink and chat comics on a Wednesday night. This was a few years ago. But we used to go along to that, and Frank Quietly was there and was often working and was the most approachable, nice guy you could hope him to be.
Uh-huh.
And him and Ian and I sort of struck up a friendship that's lasted since then. And you know, he's very busy.
Mm-hmm.
He's a busy man. But he was, you know, and we're so grateful. He was kind enough to do that variant cover for us, which has been, obviously it's an enormous marketing boost for you if you've got that.
Yeah, well, and here's the thing is, like, this isn't like you've had an overnight success. Like, you've been working, and you've been working on it. You've been working on your craft. You've been building up your fan base and your networking. And a lot of people, they see that and they go, oh, like, they don't see the work that you've put in, which is why I think it's so important, your tweet where, you know, you need to start making your comics now. If you want to If you want to be where you are, where you want to be, you need to start now. It's a long road.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're right, because that's about, you know, that's 3-4 years of pretty hard work.
Mm-hmm.
And bear in mind, obviously, you know, I'm a working stiff. I go out and work for a living and stuff. This is all stuff you do in your spare time.
Yeah.
Do you try and commit as much professionalism to as you can in the time that you've got? So start now, because, but if you do start now, it won't be that long before you start feeling some momentum build. Because right now it feels as if, I'm at a stage now where after about 3 or 4 years of work, I've got a small but quite, you know, I mean, I can depend on the backing of you know, a few hundred people, which is great.
That is awesome.
And as I say, that's hard work. That's first of all trying to make as good comics as you can, obviously. And second of all, interacting with people, talking to people, giving them your time, spending a lot of time on promotion, coming up with good ideas for promotion, and trying to make your Kickstarter or whatever it is you're doing as attractive as possible.
Yeah.
So it's all a lot of work. And you're right. It's there's literally no time to lose if you want to build momentum and you want to get, you know, if you have a goal, if you have a long term goal, then you have to accept, I guess, it's going to take some time to build towards that.
Yeah, I personally am still trying to build my, you know, you said you have like a nice core, at least 100. You know, I'm mm-hmm. still, I feel like I'm still trying to, and maybe I do have maybe a core. I don't know. I need to figure out. Maybe I need to do a Kickstarter and see who are my friends.
Well, you see, that's it. Dip your toe in the water and see see who's really got your back.
Exactly. And I need to.
Yeah, it's worth doing. It really is. I mean, it's scary. Believe me, before I did my first one, I had literally no idea whether or not anybody would like it, or anybody would like the idea, or if anybody would like the look of the comic. Thankfully, the look of the comic, James is terrific, so I knew it looked great, but is anybody going to like? You know, is this going to fall flat or not? And thankfully, you know, but it didn't. And again, as I say, I think if you've got a good idea that you feel confident about and you're confident in the way you promote it.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got a good tagline and you've got a strong idea. People will respond to it. People want to read good comics. So, and give them, the other thing I'd say is if you're doing a Kickstarter, give them high end stuff. Some people like high end stuff, but give people a low cost entry point. Just to take a chance on you, like a digital only book for a few dollars. If they just want to dip their toe in the water and see if they like your stuff, make it low risk.
Mm-hmm.
But you can have stuff at the other end of the scale, like maybe original pages or whatever, or be a character in the next issue stuff like that, which you can charge a bit more for. And have, you know, just basically have a good sort of price range of stuff, and that helps a lot as well.
And you're not, and you're never gonna, and you know, you're never gonna know where you could be at in 5 years if you don't start now.
Absolutely, that's right. Yeah,
I have.
You never know.
You never know.
I have no idea. I genuinely no idea. When I made that comic, all I had in my mind was a determination to make a comic.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know if it was going to lead to anything else. I didn't know if it was going to be any good. I just wanted to try it before it was too late to try it. And I think if you feel as if you have a comic in you, just, you know, get started on that. There's no. I get contacted occasionally by people who have, you know, what we were talking about before. You know, a lot of a list of reasons why they can't get started on their book. I don't know any artists, or I don't have any money, or, you know, various other things. I don't have the confidence, things like that. You have to, whatever your individual roadblock is, have a serious think about how to get past it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know, believe me, every single independent creator has these exact same demons jumping around her head. And, you know, ultimately, it's just a question of how much do you want to do this, and realizing that, you know, this is it in terms of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You need to, you know, if you want to roll the dice on this, do it. You've got to do it.
Yeah, I am. There's a comic book community that I'm a part of, and the day I joined, another person joined. So we joined it the same day. And I was really on the ball. Like, I just want to start making comic books. I was writing them. I started drawing a few. My art was pretty bad 4 years ago. And then so I started hiring artists. And, you know, on this other end was this other guy who came on with me. And he was, you know, he was struggling with confidence. You know, I can't find an artist. I don't have enough money. And I remember a year ago, he messaged me. He was like, you know, hey, I'm so jealous that you are doing all these comic books. I want to do them. I'm like, well, you know, you've had 3 years. Like, what has stopped you? And I remember, I even was like, hey, like 6 months ago, I messaged him. I said, hey, you have not produced a comic book in 3.5 years. I understand it's hard. If you will write a 5-page short story, I will draw it for free. I will do that for you. And I haven't heard back from a script or anything.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's disheartening. Like you need to push yourself to overcome whatever personal barriers are that you're dealing with.
Yeah, I think you do. I mean, again, at the end of the day, sometimes you'll ask yourself those questions and the answer will be, you know, I'm not that determined.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't, you know, maybe this isn't so important. And that's fine. You know, go off and do something else. Nobody's going to think any less of you. But if you really want to do it, then instead of sitting around, you know, what you mentioned there was great. One of the first things you should do is join a writers group or a comic collective, or if you can, join up with other people who are making comics. Because if you're anything like me, you'll see other people doing stuff, and you just want to get involved.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you've got people to peer review your stuff. You know, people to give you a pep talk, people to hook you up with other creators when you need them. You know, that's good. I mean, I'm in a writers group with some other writers. I'm in constant contact with people throughout the community. It's thankfully here in the UK. Generally, everybody's great, really helpful, cool bunch of people, right up and down the country, and all very supportive and helpful. And that, you know, that helps build your confidence. Sometimes if you're feeling a bit low, you just need somebody to either, you know, kick you in the butt and tell you, you know, Stop feeling sorry for yourself and do it.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, if you need, you know, maybe just, you know, an arm around the shoulder and say, look, you know, what's the problem? What's stopping you from doing this? That's a really helpful thing. But I think ultimately it's about you having an honest discussion with yourself about how determined you are to make a comic book. And if you're determined, then you will get past whatever roadblocks are there. You will find an artist. You will you'll write a script or draw a page, whether you feel confident or not, and it's just making that leap. It's a leap of faith to an extent, but it's a leap of faith in yourself. So, you know, I mean, if you're not going to take a chance on yourself, you know, when are you going to do that, you know, in this context, you know?
No, I agree. Well, that I think that's a good way to send off a good inspirational way to yep. end this. Take a chance on yourself.
Absolutely.
Start doing it now. Start making comics. Frasier, real quick, when does the edge off? When does your Kickstarter end?
It ends May 20th, so it's on ongoing for another 19 days.
Okay.
As I say, we've done really well, thanks to everybody who's backed. And so far, if you back the book, you will get 2 stretch goal rewards, a Frank Quitely print of our variant cover, and just today we got past our second one, so you'll also get a Gary Brown print as well. And if you're a digital only backer, you'll get high res, digital versions of that. So yeah, have a look, please, and if it sounds like something you'd be interested in, we'd love your backing.
Boom. This episode is going to be posted on May 7th.
Cool.
So you guys, so everyone who's listening or watching, you have 2 weeks from right now that you are listening. It's May 7th. You are listening to this. Back the edge off. I saw the cover of the edge off before I even saw any of your tweets.
Well, there you go.
Because it was Frank Quitely.
Yeah, well, that's because I've been pounding that promo, man.
Yeah, and I think I saw your tweet because someone else retweeted something, and someone else retweeted it, and I wasn't even friends with that person. So, writers, take some note. If you want a successful Kickstarter like Frasier Campbell, you just got to hit that marketing up. And
you really do, man. You really do. I know those Twitter followers.
And everyone also, I'm going to check out the links below for the Kickstarter. Check out Frasier on Twitter as well, and his handle is right on the screen for you guys. So maybe let's end off one last thing. I just have one last question, Frasier.
Sure, man.
What is one piece of advice that you would like to give to any person who wants to start making comic books today? What could be your one advice?
Well, I guess I would just go back to that. Start small. Start small. That's not just my advice. It's advice I see from a lot of creators I respect. Give yourself an achievable target. If, for example, you do join a writer's group or something, maybe they have an anthology that they put together. Get involved with an anthology. There's loads of people who make anthology comics, like maybe horror-themed or crime-themed or whatever. And try and get in on that and do maybe a 5 or 6 pager, and see where that takes you.
Boom! All right, everyone. Frasier Campbell, thanks for being on the show.
Pleasure, man. Cheers.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.